Okay, at the end of session two, I'm here with Liz. Liz, in what capacity are you here?
I'm confused about why I'm here. I'm here in personal capacity, but also for work, because I'm learning a lot for what I do work-wise. I consult rather than working for anybody in particular.
Okay.
But I do a lot of work with the Royal College of Psychiatrists, and they're starting to pick up more and more on digital stuff. I'm trying to get psychiatrists to tweet at the moment,
okay.
Which is a revelation.
And so the last session was about using social media to collaborate beyond geographical boundaries, but it kind of moved beyond that, didn't it, the discussion?
Yes, we talked a lot about consultations and responding, but which is interesting because I think what they're doing in Ireland, for example, I had no idea about what they're doing down south, which is actually making, for the sound of it, consultations much, much more responsive. And then we talked about how you actually get people to engage and what the purpose could be. Which I would like to talk more about, actually getting people, how you actually do it, the nitty-gritty of what you do to get people in on it, because I think that's a big one. I think it's quite tough. I think, you know, we could all sit around and talk about it, but what about the man on the street? And I think, you know, sometimes it's the more simple technologies that might pull people in, like Twitter. You can use a mobile phone. You don't need to be sitting at a computer terminal. You don't need a laptop. And maybe we should sort of be thinking about how every kid's got a mobile phone. How do you pull them in using that?
Yes, so rather than inviting them into our process, actually discovering what theirs are and then making information channels available to them via whatever medium they happen to be using.
Yeah, whether it's Twitter or whatever comes up tomorrow, because I'm sure we're not going to be tweeting by this time next year.
Yeah, it all seems fairly rudimentary at the moment, doesn't it? I mean, I feel like we're at the beginning of something very, very big with social media, and that actually the tools we've got at the moment are incredibly simplistic.
Yeah, I think that I want to see where it goes next, because I think that a year ago we weren't doing it. You know, I play Scrabble with my mum in Australia on Facebook, yeah. Which means she can see my updates, which is a bit scary. But I talked to all my school friends who I went to school in India. I talked to all of them. 2 years ago, I wasn't in touch with any of them. So that's how quickly it's moved. Now I've been told a week ago I'm starting to tweet for work. And God knows, in a year's time, where's that going to be? You know, we're looking at Mental Health Learning Disability Alliance at the moment. We need to talk about things in a whole new way. We need to pull people in from all different directions, to the immediate stakeholders, the people who have mental health problems, professionals, people around the world who have an understanding of the issues we need. So we're sitting there looking at social networking and saying, well, where do we begin? What is the best program to use? What's the best interface? And how do we get people to actually use it? And feel confident using it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Is it going to happen?
Well, it's a good job you're here, both kind of from a contribution point of view and what you're going to be able to pull out of it, I hope.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to sort of learn a lot more about what other people are doing and also what's possible, because I don't think I know half of what's possible.
Right. Thank you.